1067 KTUG Country. You know, over the last 20 years, there's been a group that has made waves in country music, hit after hit after hit. And now they're coming to an end with their final single together with How They Remember You. They were supposed to do a tour last year, Rascal Flatts. And we happen to have Gary LaVox of Rascal Flatts on the phone. Gary, how are you, man?
Good, buddy. What's happening?
Now, Gary, you happen to be at your house, which we're doing this over Zoom, so I can see you. The listeners can't really see, but you're in this outdoor environment but it's indoors. Your house is like a hunting lodge.
I'm always in an indoor-outdoor environment.
you've done a lot of hunting around my home area, Illinois and Iowa and Missouri, so...
I know all about that Midwest, brother.
I've had this conversation with a couple of people. Rascal Flatts, are they going to be like Alabama? In 5 years, you're going to have the reunion farewell tour?
You know what? I would hope so. You know, just because we didn't get to do the farewell tour properly. You know what I mean? We didn't get to do it. The pandemic kind of wiped that out for us. So it just, there's no closure. We didn't get to say thank you properly. You know what I mean? So hopefully down the road, you know, I think it's a new season now. You know, I'm getting ready to start my solo career, and I'll be doing all the Flatts hits and all that stuff. It'll be different without Jay and Joan on, but hopefully somewhere down the road. But I don't think it'll be a reunion, go back on tour for another, you know, 3-4 years. But yeah, I definitely want to close it out right and be able to tell the fans, just be able to love on them for a whole tour. That'd be great.
It's interesting, and I've said this a lot, especially when you have a group and such a distinct voice as you do. When you go out and do a Rascal Flatts song, people are like, oh, that's Rascal Flatts. You know, like if Jay went out and did Rascal Flatts songs, it'd be a little different. That draw is pretty good for you, isn't it?
Yeah. I mean, I hope so. It's, you know, I'm booking tour dates now, and, you know, and my first Christian, I always wanted to do a gospel record. So that comes out next month, and my first single just came out, and it's called The Distance. And so I'll be doing all the Flatts music, all my new music. And yeah, it would be weird for Jay to be up there doing all Flatts or Jodon, you know. It would be weird, but yeah, it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be a fun tour, man.
By the way, I've heard The Distance, and it's such a good meaning behind its song, and look forward to seeing that live, actually. But before we see you solo, you, Jay, and Jodon are still together to bring in a number one with That's How They'll Remember You. And you guys aren't strangers to number one. It's been boom, 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 boom since you came on the scene 20 years ago. Hey, does it get old having a number one?
No. You know, that's what you dream of as a kid, you know, being able to sing on stage and have number ones and do all the stuff we've been able to do. But it would be, man, it would be awesome if it got there. And, you know, I think How They Remember You took on a whole new, we'd already cut it, and then this pandemic thing hit. And I think it put a new spin on exactly what that song meant. Cause, you know, we were thinking about legacy of being dads and that kind of stuff. When we cut it, it's like, you know, and how our family would remember us and that kind of thing, what kind of legacy we leave behind then. And then the pandemic, then it was like, oh, well, this is, now it's about what our music did, you know. Now it's about how will our fans remember us, you know. It's it'd be awesome to go out on a number one. It'd be awesome to go out on top, you know.
You guys came in so fast. It was all, you know, I guess maybe it didn't seem fast because you guys have been together for a little while before it really hit. But to know that, you know, that Fiddle and Steel all the way to the big stages, you know.
Yeah, man, the little honky tonks to Wrigley Field. Yep.
Not too bad. Well, Gary LaVox, Rascal Flatts, thanks for hanging out with us. Thanks for 20 years of hits. And we want to see How They Remember You go out on the top. And then maybe 5 years or so, we'll have a Rascal Flatts reunion tour of sort.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll see you before that, though, on my solo tour. So
can't wait. Gary LaVox, thanks, man.
Thanks, bud.
Take care.